Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Where are we starting this week, Karen Koster?
Hey guys, me and the girlfriend have been with each other for 2 years. We're heading off on holiday in a couple of weeks and she's been stocking up on holiday items. Now last week, she bought a thong swimsuit and I think it's too revealing for the beach. It basically goes down to her belly button in the front and you can imagine what it's like at the back. Have you got the visual, lads?
I'm locked in.
Yep. So I think I've got you there. It goes down to her belly button in the front and you can imagine what it's like at the back.
So what is it? It's a swimsuit or
something? I'm thinking Borat-y kind of. Is it like what Borat used to wear?
Like a mankini. I don't think it's that extreme.
Okay, all right. But
give it to me again. Give it to me again, just one more time so we've all got a visual. So is it a swimsuit or a bikini?
A thong swimsuit that goes down to her belly button in the front and you can imagine what it's like at the back.
Okay. So revealing.
So a lot of butt cheek, I would say. Now, she's in good shape. I love the boyfriend has mentioned that. But I don't want every fella on the beach staring at her. She says every other woman on the beach will be half naked too, so what's the big deal? However, on previous trips, she's banned me from wearing budgie smugglers and she often tells me what I can and can't wear when we head out on the town. Last week, she dumped some of my favourite boxers because she said they were in bits. I think...
Okay, well, that's different now, in fairness. Because fellas can be holding... We could be holding onto stuff since we were 15. So if the boxers are...
10,000%.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, go on.
I think...
Sorry, John, by the way.
I think when you're in a relationship, your partner's body... Oh, I don't even like reading this, but should be for your eyes only.
For your eyes only.
I think when you're in a relationship, your partner's body should be for your eyes only. I don't want her getting attention from creepy guys, and I think it could cause tension on our holiday, which I want to be relaxing for the both of us. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff there.
It's a lot to unpack.
JP, yeah, today. Well, no, text, WhatsApp. So what's your views? So boyfriend, he says the outfit for the beach is too revealing and he doesn't want the wrong kind of attention on the holiday. Did they say where they're going abroad? Are they going to...
Obviously going to be hot if she's wearing this bikini.
Oh, right, okay. And she was saying that all the girls are going to be wearing it. Bruce says, that's an insecure man. Get over yourself. Abby and what? We're looking for your texts and WhatsApps. 0874-100-102. Your man is giving insecure. Oh, giving insecure.
Very Gen Z, yeah.
The girlfriend can wear whatever she wants and he should be glad that he even has a girlfriend to show her off. From Abby from Waterford. To show her... Well, Abby, there's a kind of a conflict there because she's not his property for him to be showing her off necessarily. I wouldn't view it that way. But I'm showing my hand here now, but if she wants to show herself off as property of herself, and if that's her choice, then so be it, I think. You know? Abby, thanks for the correspondence. Louise says, it may be the reason why I'm single, but I tell him to feck off. If she has the figure and they're together 2 years, why not? P.S. Love the show. Hey. From Louise. And Tom says, hi lads, just googled the thong swimsuit. Ooh. Fine job from a very sticky plumber. Fierce warm today, lads.
It
from Tom.
It's sticky out there.
It's sticky, Tom, and it's getting stickier.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle says, he is so wrong. And if his girlfriend is listening, she needs to run. Red flags all over that message from Michelle. Darren, Ray, that lad needs to get a grip of himself. I love seeing an extra bit of the missus's skin. In fact, the chance would be a fine thing. If she has it to flaunt it, then she should. He should appreciate the looks she'll get and appreciate her for being with him. From Darren. Well, there's another thing then. What if he wants to say to her, you don't look good in this?
No, he said she's a good body.
Although,
regardless, no matter what her body looks like, she should
be allowed
to wear
what
she wants.
Yeah. But if you're in a situation where it's like, I can't, you know, geez, I don't want to say anything. But that's not the case. It's that she looks fantastic.
So she is going to get attention.
He doesn't like the idea, it seems then. If you wear something that revealing, if you wear something, this is Peter. If you wear something that revealing, then you clearly want eyes on you. Otherwise, why do it? So why does she want everyone looking at her? If they are strong in their relationship, it won't matter. But clearly in his email, he's not comfortable with it. So she should take his feelings into account and wear something less revealing. From Peter. But then you're getting into sort of Peter, like he's dressed in her territory of like, where does that end? It's like, no, I want you to wear a tracksuit to the beach the entire time. I don't want anyone looking at you. I want you to completely, do you know what? I don't even want you coming to the beach. Dave says, if she's wearing the bikini regardless of his feelings, then it's only fair that he brings the budgie smugglers with him.
Maybe.
Wear them with pride, my friend, from Dave. The question, I suppose, and we can't, obviously we can't, this is the thing with these emails, we can't ask the question back of the emailer and go, well, on what grounds did she take the budgie smugglers off you? Was it the grounds that, come here, you look estate in them?
Yeah, or is it going to be like, you look so hot, all the girls are going to be looking at you.
I don't want
women looking at my man.
This is the question I have for him, is like, and it's all about context. Is it exactly the same in reverse? Is it the situation that she took the budgie smugglers off you for the very same reason that you look fantastic and she doesn't want other women looking at you? Which case, I think you've got an argument. But I have the sense that she may be just doing what girlfriends and wives do, which is, come here, look at, you can, I know your mother dressed you your entire life and I took you on.
Yeah, but no.
I need to sort this out now, and you're not wearing them to the beach. I'm not going to be sitting next to you. 0874 100 102. Tom's over there. Voice notes.
Oh, she can wear whatever the hell she likes, but.
But? It's her butt is the problem, I think, Tom. All the other fellas looking at her butt.
As soon as that holiday is over, I would dump her.
You dump? Sorry, what? Wow. Go back again.
Oh, she can wear whatever the hell she likes, but. As soon as that holiday is over, I would dump her. For telling me not to wear? Or what not to wear?
Telling you.
Red flag. Red flag.
They're red flagging each other now, are they?
So for her telling you what to wear, you'd be dumping her, but not before the holiday. You get the holiday in anyway, Tom, would you?
You need the sun holiday.
You don't want to be having the dinner on your own when you're over there. Yeah, you certainly don't want her going on her own with one of her girlfriends. All right, let's finally sort this out. Your views, your opinions, let's decide this. Tell me I'm wrong.
I feel like I'm going to be out on my own on this one, but I'm sort of with listener Tom there. I think that what's good for the goose needs to be good for the gander also. If you're going to say what one person can or can't wear, then you have to be open to the possibility that that other partner is going to say to you, I don't want you wearing that either.
But on what grounds? But on what grounds? But I'm suggesting it's a perfectly innocent. I'd put a million bucks on it that it's her situation is perfectly innocent, which is, come here, you look like. That's an innocent way of going, you're not wearing that, you look daft. Whereas.
Maybe she feels like he's got too much on show on the budgie smugglers.
But if that's the case, then I am inclined to agree with you. If they have that kind of relationship where they can veto on the basis of what other people's eyes been on, and that's already established in the relationship by her, then I can understand that. But if I do not understand it, if it's all in one direction, and if her taking away of the budgie smugglers was sort of an innocent thing of like, come on, I'm only looking after you here.
Well, I'm just going by what's in the email. And if one person controls one aspect of how another person dresses, then they deserve to see the reverse happen to them also. I know that sounds crazy.
Wow.
Right wing or whatever.
We've gone very Handmaid's Tale in here today.
Really have. I sort of forgot that I was supposed to have an
opinion.
You
can't have double standards in a relationship. That's just going to breed tension and unhappiness.
What if it was you then, Karen? Regardless of it necessarily being you judging on these people, what if you were in the situation?
Oh, I'd just wear whatever I want.
This is it.
I actually would.
I think this is it. And I think if it comes down to the argument is about what she did with him, I think, well, in my situation here, myself and my missus, if I really wanted to wear the budgie smugglers, and you know me, JP.
Mad for them.
I love it.
You have them on right now. They're absolutely beautiful on your
ring. I'm up down the beach and in a scrone.
Stunning.
With nothing but a G-string.
If you've got a flaunt it.
I'm telling you.
Even if you don't got a flaunt it,
the golfers on an Enniscrone golf course, they time the
tee off.
So they can be, they're up by the fence.
It's like the last turkey in the butcher window before Christmas.
it's beautiful to behold. But if I felt really strongly about it, I'd wear whatever I wanted. That would be my view about myself and my budgie smugglers. P.S. I don't. I'm sure it's below the knee. Thank you very much. Below the knee. But similarly then, the issue, the same as for my missus. If she likes it, and of course I'd have an opinion. She'd ask me my opinion and I would say, I think you look lovely in that. Or the political answer is like, what do you think yourself?
Oh, God.
but you'd have a conversation and talk around. And I suppose communication and conversation and being open to talking about it is the most important thing. And at the end of the day, you wear what you want is my view. So JP Handmaid's Tale, me and Karen say, you are telling me I'm wrong. He's wrong.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.